China and the United States in a new race to the moon. The United States faces growing uncertainty in its effort to return astronauts to the moon through NASA's Artemis program, while China is steadily advancing toward its first crew lunar landing. NASA aims not only to land astronauts, but to establish a sustained presence on the moon as a gateway to Mars and a source of valuable resources. However, Artemis has been hampered by budget pressures, shifting political priorities, leadership changes, technical delays, and the slow development of the Space Launch System, Orion spacecraft, and Human Landing System landers. The program has now been restructured with a new target of 2028 for a crew landing, though experts question whether that deadline is realistic. Spaceflight specialists offer up different assessments of the U.S. position. Clayton Swope emphasizes that long-term presence matters more than simply arriving first and that success depends on SpaceX and Blue Origin completing complex lander systems. He believes NASA and its partners will likely reach the moon before China, though the schedule remains tight. Greg Autry warns that China is ahead of schedule and could land by 2028 or 2029, which would allow it to challenge U.S. space leadership and attract international partners. He sees strategic risk in ceding the moon's resources and symbolic advantage, but expresses hope in America's growing commercial space capabilities despite concerns over Artemis components like spacesuits and SLS launch cadence. Joan Johnson-Fries predicts that China may speak first from the lunar surface, not because the U.S. lacks technology, but because political turnover and frequent program revamps undermine progress. She likens the race to a tortoise and hare scenario, with China moving persistently since the 1990s while NASA struggles with fragmented management and budget cuts. Technical problems with landers, heat shields, and refueling illustrate the complexity of coordinating a sprawling program across multiple commercial partners. Experts agree that, unlike Apollo's rapid success, today's moon race is shaped by slower timelines, political instability, and rising competition from a determined China.